there was a groundswell of support for the Bushmen. Lots of supporters of the Bushmen have written to the government to express their opposition. They took the government to court and they managed to get an injunction to stop the forced eviction of the community. So now the community is due back in court in a couple of weeks and we'll have to see what happens then. But for the time being, the Ranyani Bushmen are being left alone on their land.
I understand that the president's office is actually saying that they had no intention of trying to remove the Bushmen off of their land.
It's very difficult to understand how the government can claim that, considering there was a court case yesterday. I don't know how the government can say that there is no case and that they're not planning to evict them when the Ranyani Bushmen are taking the government to court to stop being removed. That's clearly not the case.
From your investigation of this situation, what do you know about the government's intentions with the land?
It's a wildlife corridor, so there's two protected areas, and this corridor would provide free transit for the wild animals in the area to be able to move freely. And I suppose the reason for evicting the Bushmen is because the government claims that they're preventing the free passage of the animals because they're present in the area. Obviously, that is not the case. I mean, the Bushmen have lived side by side with the wildlife of Botswana for millennia. This was an excuse used to evict the Bushmen of the Central Kalahari Game Reserve. So it sort of seems like a tactic of the government to move the Bushmen into new settlements where they don't want to go. And they don't appear to be evicting any of the farmers from the area or anybody else. So this seems like another attack against the Bushmen by the government.
Has anyone from the government's office spoken with you all?
Unfortunately, no, we haven't had any response to our calls to the government, so we haven't been able to speak to anybody. We have seen statements from the Botswana government, but we haven't been able to speak directly to the people involved.
I understand that you are also in very close contact with the Bushmen. So what are their thoughts? How are they feeling about the situation, especially with the latest high court decision?
Well, I've just spoken to a Ranyane settler, to a Bushman who lives in the community, who's just come out of the community in order to appear in court. He went to Ranyane yesterday and was speaking with authorities there who arrived in order to evict the community. He took the court order to the authorities and showed it to them and said, you cannot remove the people from Ranyane because the court has ordered an injunction. And he said that the atmosphere there is one of fear. People are feeling very uncomfortable and afraid. They obviously don't want to be forced off their land. They don't want trucks to come and pick up their homes and their lives and their children and take them 150 kilometers away to an area that they don't know. Obviously, the feeling at the moment in Ranyane is one of fear, and they're just waiting for the court decision in a couple of weeks and hopeful that they'll be able to stay. But they've had a lot of hassle from the authorities over the last few years, in fact, so there isn't a huge amount of hope.
I've seen some reports that say the Bushmen, some of them do want to be relocated. Have you spoken to any who do want to be relocated?
No, I haven't. It's possible that there are some people that want to be relocated, but I haven't heard that from any of the Bushmen themselves, so I couldn't confirm that.
When the High Court does reconvene on June 18th and they decide, say, to evict the Bushmen from their land, what would be the next step?
Well, we will continue to campaign for their right to stay on their ancestral land, which is a right under international law. The Bushmen are able to live in peace on their ancestral land. So Survival will be campaigning with full force against any forced eviction. This is one of the most serious crimes against Indigenous people's rights.